this is the day that the Lord has made. Now we have 40-something degree weather outside, raining, wind blowing, but it's still a great day.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki and I are so happy to be with you today. We pray you enjoy our time together. I know that God has anointed Pastor Nikki with a great message today. And I just thank Him. I thank an almighty God that is taking care of business. If you're in that group of people that think everything is going haywire, then you need to come into the group that says, God is working things out. You know, God loves His church. We are His church. We are the sheep of His pasture. It's time for the church of Jesus Christ to stand up and receive the fresh anointing that's being poured out. You may say, well, I hadn't felt nothing yet. What have you done to receive it? Jesus is anointing His church to rise up. I don't know how much longer that we're going to have this anointing. We better get it while we can. I want you to know God loves you today. God loves you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Amen? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Mighty God of all creation, how wonderful it is, because of Jesus, we can come into Your throne room. Your word says, come boldly, boldly, because of Jesus, our Messiah, the Son of God. Lord, we are ready to receive that fresh anointing of the Church of Jesus Christ, to proclaim an all-powerful God, to be able to rise above all the problems this year 2020 has brought us. We are ready to rise above with a fresh anointing, to take the good news of the healing, the saving, forgiving power of Jesus Christ. And that through the Spirit of God, we can stand the storms all around us. Now, Lord, I pray for those that are weak, because when we are weak, You are strong. I pray for those that need a job, that You would open up the job. I pray for those that are sick with the COVID, that Your miraculous power, Your healing power through Your stripes, oh, Jesus, heal, save, heal, and deliver us. Pour out Your Spirit upon all flesh. And let the Church of Jesus rise up and be counted. I pray for the lost souls. I pray for those that are deceived by the enemy. I pray for all of our eyes and our ears and our heart to be open to truth. And what is truth? As Pilate asked Jesus, truth is Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, most of us realize that are following You, until we repent and call upon You and turn from our wicked ways in this country, then You will hear and heal our land, heal us. So today we pray for that, for repentance, oh God, for repentance Forgive us, for we have sinned against you, Father. We have allowed the devil to come in and destroy so many lives and so many families. Help the Church of Jesus Christ to rise. Oh, let your power fall upon me in this place, in this house, right up here in this Blue Ridge Mountains. Let it fall, Lord. Let it fall. Let your spirit fall. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give God. Today. Let him cleanse you. Let him change your way of thinking. Let him give you courage and boldness.
Amen.
To know this is not our home.
No.
We're just going through. We're taking a journey.
Yes.
Our home is with Jesus and the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing this song today and worship the Lord together. I'm going to move this a little bit out of the way. And I'm going to move this right over here. And I'm going to set the camera over here. And let's sing it. What do you say? Well, glory. Well, glory.
Come to the garden with the Lord.
Yes, amen. Holy Ghost.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the rose, and the voice of
you
falling on my ear, the Son of God disposes, and he walks
with me, and he talks with me,
and he tells me
I am his own, and the joy we share as we carry there, hallelujah, another has ever known. So sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. Sing it now. And he walks
with me, and he talks with me.
And he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we carry them, none other has ever known. the joy that we share.
Yes.
Let me ask you today, folks, where is your joy?
In Christ.
Where is your joy in all of this?
In Christ.
I pray that you will realize that only Jesus can bring you that joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if it wasn't for my joy, I wouldn't have any strength at all. Pastor Nikki, come give us a word today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord put it on my heart that He wants us to walk with Him. And I thought of some of the scriptures from the Old Testament. Genesis 5:24. Listen to this. Genesis 5:24. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Wow, Enoch walked with God. And then Genesis 6:9 says this, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This was at a time when the generations had become so very wicked, but it says that Noah found grace. I want to find grace in the eyes
Amen.
Of the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
And verse 9 says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God.
Amen.
I remember back when I had my son in a vacation Bible school in Burke, Virginia. And that was one thing they did was they made a plaque, a wooden plaque, and they put a picture on there of Noah with the ark. And underneath it said, walked with God. And I know those Sunday school teachers were teaching the children to walk with God, that He desires a personal relationship with Him. When I was little, I wondered where God was. I wondered if I could know Him. I wondered where He'd come from. But I learned when I was 33 that He cared about everything in my life and that He wanted to walk with me. And I turned my life over to the Lord Jesus in 1978 through the power of His Spirit. His Spirit showed me that God was there for me, that He wanted to walk
yes,
with me
yes,
and talk with me.
Yes,
and
yes.
He wanted me to be a loving, obedient child. And I became that 42 years ago by His Spirit. I was
yes,
born
amen.
Again and filled with His Spirit. And I've been walking with God for 42 years. And I can tell you it is the most precious, the most adventuresome walk you'll ever know. And there's a scripture in Micah 6:8. I thought I'd marked it here. Micah's kind of hard to find in these little prophets. Here we go. Micah 6:8. And Micah says this. He was a prophet. He said, He hath shown thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee?
Well.
But to do justly.
Yes.
And to love mercy.
Amen.
And to walk humbly.
Yes, Lord.
With thy God. That was my mother's favorite verse. And she said, Christianity is the true way because it's a pathway of love. And God showed us that He wanted to walk with us by sending His Son, Jesus. Jesus came to this earth, God come in the flesh, and He walked among men.
Yes.
Wouldn't it have been wonderful
to have walked with him the way the disciples did, Peter and John, and the women that followed after him, that cared for him and gave of their money, and perfumed his feet, just loved him, saw that he was the answer to the problems of this world, that God had sent the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, to save us. They maybe didn't understand their need for him to save them of their sin, but when he rose again from the dead, they understood. He showed them the scriptures and how they all pointed to him.
Yes.
And that he wanted them to walk with him in the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
Enoch walked with God and talked with him. Noah walked with God and talked with him and listened. Noah obeyed God. We wouldn't be here today if Noah had not obeyed God.
That's right.
Noah kept the generations going through his three sons and their wives. So, beloved, what God wants us to do is know that we can walk with him, talk with him, listen to him in the power of his Spirit.
Yes.
He desires that close relationship with him. And he wants us to glorify him with our lives. He wants us to tell others about Jesus. Just as in this song we just sang, In the Garden, he says, we'd say, I would love to stay in the garden with him. You know, we as Christians just love the times that we can talk to him and fellowship with him in our private place, our quiet, in our hearts. But he says, now, you're full of me. Now go and tell others the gospel message. Show them that it's a wonderful thing to walk with me and talk with me. And I want to read a psalm that you all know so well, Psalm 23.
Yes.
Just part of that. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
For thou art with me.
Yes, Lord.
We're walking together with the creator of the universe, the one who loves us best, the one who is the shepherd of our souls, the one who went to the cross and died for
yes.
our sin, the one who gives us eternal life. He forgave us through that shed blood, and he wants us to be with him. And then he sent his Holy Ghost to live within us so that we could walk with him in the power of the Spirit. Beloved, you can hear the
yes.
word of God. He said, my sheep know my voice. Don't be intimidated that you cannot hear from God. You can if you're born again. Ask Jesus, ask him into your heart, ask him to forgive you of your sin, and walk with him every day, and listen to him speak to you, and as Jane Reed said the other day, and he'll nudge you. He'll nudge you to call somebody and encourage them. He'll nudge you to pray for somebody. He'll nudge you to come close to him and spend time with him and be renewed and refreshed in the power of his Spirit. Oh, it is so wonderful to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And we want to close with a song that says, just a closer walk with thee. That's an old song. Nobody claims to have written it. It's anonymous. But this song was copyrighted in 1950, and it's one that we all know and have sung for years. Lord, I'm weak, but you're strong. Give me a closer walk with you. I desire that, Lord. I long for that. And I know you'll fulfill it. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Oh, he satisfied as long as I want.
close to thee. Let's sing it now. Just a closer walk with thee. Oh, grant with Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee,
close to thee,
let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snare, we'll lift my palm, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden share? None but thee. None but thee.
To know him, if you want to be one with him in the power of his spirit, you ask and he will just fill you to overflowing.
Amen.
With his spirit.
Pastor Nikki, I got something to say before we close today.
Okay.
We've had several people to ask us, Loretta Taylor Webb, mm-hmm. and so many others wants to know, when we go back to Florida, which we are leaving in just a few days for the winter, are we going to continue?
Yeah.
Now, November the 10th, I have a right knee replacement. I've already had the left one. It's doing great. And we're going to have the right one. But I can assure you, just as soon as we can, after my operation, that we'll be back in business. Now, when they did the left one this spring, on a Wednesday, I got out of the hospital. Sunday, 4 days later, we had our first service. And we have continued all this summer, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. There might be some in our travels to Florida that we cannot do it, but we will continue the good news as long as God permits. So I want to thank the Lord for all of our faithful people. We have Merlene Cantrell and so many more, Loretta Taylor Webb and people like Jane Reed and Sam Reed, and just many more that have been faithful to follow us all year. And we pray you'll keep following us. And listen, if you are blessed, then you need to share this with your friends and ask them to share it with their friends.
Amen.
Because we believe that in these last days before the return of Jesus, that there's going to be such a great outpouring of the Spirit of God, and there's going to be a harvest of souls.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
A harvest of souls.
Amen.
So we say this to you today. We just love you.
Yeah.
We'll be here a few more days in the Blue Ridge Mountains. We've already started packing and getting things ready to leave. But we're going to be here Monday through Friday. Wherever we are, we're going to do our best Monday through Friday around 5 o'clock to bring you the good news from this wonderful book. What a wonderful book. So God bless you, and you close us out, Pastor Nikki.
And we're always praying for you. We know you have physical needs, but more than anything, we're praying that your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will remain strong. And if your faith is growing weak, go to Jesus and ask him to give you more faith. Let's go to him in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you. We thank you for this time together. We thank you that you've renewed and refreshed our spirits. We thank you that we can have a special, close, intimate walk with you. We love you. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. And Father, if there's anyone who's listening to my voice that's not sure that they're saved, that they have eternal life, might they come to know that Jesus paid the price for their sin, and that if they will just turn to him and say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin, then it'll be done because he loves them. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Bye for now.